This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I was reading CBSSports.com this morning, and one of the MLB writers already was talking about trade deadline names and who they expect to see get dealt, and the biggest names. And, of course, number one on that list was Shohei Ohtani. And the more I think about it, the more I'm scared that the Mets would trade away essentially their entire future, because every one of the guys that we've been clamoring to come up and be a part of this team would be in that deal, to bring him here with no guarantee that he would sign in the offseason. Because why would he sign a contract with the Mets prior to testing out in free agency when he is a one-of-a-kind baseball player that we haven't seen since Babe Ruth?
Well, so, first of all, we have to assume that the Angels are falling out of playoff contention at this point.
Right.
They're not. They're right in the middle of it all right now.
Sure.
The second thing that I would say...
Well, here's the other thing, too, by the way.
Yes.
If they think he's going to leave, they're not going to care about if he's on the team and they're in playoff contention, because they got to get something for him.
Dude, it's the John Tavares thing.
Yeah.
With the Islanders. It's the same thing. And if he's... You know, if they've come to him with an offer, and I don't know that they have, to try to extend him and to keep him there, and he has said no, then their hand is almost being forced.
It was like the Juan Soto situation last year.
It's the same kind of thing.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, if I'm the Mets, I'm not making a trade for him with all these assets without knowing that I'm going to sign him.
Right, and there's no way you're going to know that. Because Shohei Ohtani and his agent would have to make a critical error for that to be the case. Or Steve Cohen just throws out a number that is so ridiculous and the agent sort of floats it around to other places to see if they'd even come close to it. And they'd be like, listen, we love the guy, obviously, but we can't do that. Maybe. But if you're going to be the highest bidder anyway in the offseason, and I know you'd want to win a championship this year if you could, but if you could be the highest bidder in the offseason, then why not just wait? Because you want Francisco Alvarez on this team. You want Mark Vientos on this team, Brett Beatty. You want these guys here, and they would be in that deal.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that if you can get them in free agency. But you know what's going to end up happening. You know, he's going to end up going somewhere, and it's going to negatively impact the Mets somewhere along the line in the playoffs and saying, you see, we should have made the trade. Mm.
Who's going to deal for him, though? I mean, is the Padres? Can they add somebody else of that magnitude to that team?
Yeah, they can. Those guys, they're spending money like crazy.
I know.
But, here's the thing. You have two pitchers on your team right now that are making $43 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a guy. It is not only a pitcher, but a hitter as well. How much are you paying him?
$55 million
a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, I know you're not.
Because $7 million more than what Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer are making is not enough for that guy at his age and what he does. So, it's to me, an extra $12 million is where you start. He's going to be the highest paid player in pro sports.
He should be.
There's no way he can't be. The only thing that would hold it back is the luxury tax for teams that spend the most. But for a guy like that, I don't think that Steve Cohen is going to care because of the money that he's going to make back on having him.
Here's another team that you're going to have to deal with, I think. And the Yankees had to deal with it this offseason. They ran the numbers up. And it's not San Diego. It's San Francisco. It's the Giants. They have the money. They have the space. You know what I mean? They're going to make it. I believe that they're going to make a huge push for him.
Yeah, and they made a huge push for Judge, and the Yankees were able to match it. He wanted to remain a Yankee. Yeah, you're right.
I told you this last year about Judge and San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco's going to do it again, and this time it's going to be maybe between them and the Mets for Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, and Steve Cohen, I can't see him being outbid.
Is there another team out there that you could see going after Ohtani other than
the Padres,
San Diego, the Giants, or the Mets?
I don't think the Yankees will.
Cubs?
Possibility. Yes. But the Yankees, to me, the only way they would do it is if they could somehow shed Giancarlo Stanton's contract.
There's no way they're doing it. No.
I don't think that they could. And maybe Cubs could be. I mean, they definitely have money. And they haven't spent it in a huge way recently as they've tried to rebuild the team. I mean, they could be accumulating it right now, stacking their chips, wanting to get involved. Yeah, Dodgers, Giants, Padres, Mets, Cubs outlier, Texas Rangers, they always spend. They always do. I mean, they got A-Rod.
Yeah, but then they ended up moving him.
But still, they got him, $252 million at the time.
Yep.
Which was groundbreaking.
It was.
So I don't know, man. My biggest fear, the worst thing that could happen to this team is to be stripped of all your young talent, bring Ohtani in as a rental, don't win a championship, and then he walks. And that's the scenario that you could see unfolding. You really could. So I don't know.
I think it's important that you have to do a total physical on him.
Let's go to Bob and Brick. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, do you think it's really smart to be spending all this money on Ohtani until we know what kind of shape its gums are in?
That's a good point.
That is a good point. That's why I think the physical is going to be very important.
Yeah, I know. You got to get the top dentist,
whoever the Martin O'Malley of gums is. We got to find that guy and get him right in there. Who do you think the leading?
Yeah, I think you got to go. You got to go to an NHL team. They're the ones that are dealing with teeth all the time.
Yeah, Who's the Dr. James Andrews of teeth and gums?
Well, whoever the top, could be the Ranger dentist, could be the Islander dentist, could be the Devil's dentist.
Yeah, could be
one of those guys.
Yeah,
you're always fixing teeth.
I don't feel like you should know who the Rangers dentist is.
I used to know who it is. I'm not really sure if it's the same guy still.
Yeah. Well, we could do that. Yeah. I mean, listen, with this early stage gum disease that has become essentially the new pandemic, just spreading in a different way, it's a problem. And you got to keep an eye on it. And thanks, A-Rod, for bringing us up to date on that and raising awareness to an issue that we have
very important
long ignored. And really, that's on us. I will take responsibility for that. We've got this platform every day. Not once did we talk about early stage gum disease until A-Rod brought it up. And I'm shamed. I really feel shameful for that. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, and not once did I think to bring up early stage gum disease.
I think it's Dr. Markowitz.
Markowitz?
Yeah.
Any relation to Meredith?
No, I don't think so.
That's the guy? Rangers dentist?
I think so. He's well known for his role as a facial trauma consultant for the New York Rangers.
Oh, okay. That's the guy.
He may not be the dentist, though.
I'm sure he knows gums, though, this guy.
He's got to know
gums. If he's a hockey face guy, he's got to know gums.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, see, New York Rangers, what's that one? New York Rangers team dentist? Wait, scroll down. New York Rangers team dentist will cheer for a turnaround.
Oh, that goes back to 2014. Okay. That's 2014, yeah.
Dr. Don Solomon.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Chris in Smithtown. What's up, Chris? How you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey.
Good morning. I agree with you totally on the Ohtani thing, Gio. I just want to say that quick. I don't want to give up any of these four guys we have.
Yeah.
But to the point of my call, I want to say, too, Canna has become a Philly heel. I love that. And did you guys see the play where Lindor doubled up Cody Clemens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Philly announcers kind of got a little offended by his throw back to Alonso. He kind of rolled the ball over there.
Well, he bounced it over there twice, and I don't think Lindor was doing anything wrong. I didn't get the sense, and I know the Philly announcers.
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah, they just said, you know, I don't something like I don't dig this guy or something like that. But
well, they, I mean, they're getting their ass kicked by the Mets. They hate the Mets. You know, they're going to make a big deal out of it. But, yeah, that to me is...
You have to understand, the runner essentially gave himself up. He was standing on second base, and he wasn't running back to first base.
Right.
How about that?
How about that?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, laziness. Right.
So fugazi of the Philly announcers to say that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's true. I mean, we're going to hate them. They're going to hate us. Keith said what he said last year about the Phillies. It became a thing. It just, that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed, like, I couldn't stand Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard. Those guys couldn't stand. Cole Hamels couldn't stand those guys. So now that Francisco Lindor is one of the faces of the Mets, the Philly announcers are going to hate him. And plus, they're getting their asses handed to them. They're about to get swept. They're pissed off. They were probably out the night before, day game after a night game, travel day.
It was actually game two that when this happened.
Oh, it was game two?
Yeah.
Oh, it was not yesterday. All right, yeah. Well, anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, they were upset about it, and... For whatever reason, they just made a snide little comment. And then they asked Francisco about it yesterday. And he goes, I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Yeah.
I guess
it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
If you watch the play, I would be the first to call somebody out.
Well, you are that guy. Does not like the baseball shenanigans. You're an unwritten rule guy. Respect for the game. Respect your opponent. All that stuff.
I didn't get the feeling. Of that. I didn't say to myself, oh, that's something wrong. And I didn't, you know, obviously the Met announcers aren't saying anything like that. So you don't realize that somebody felt insulted by it until you hear it the next day.
Yeah, I wish Francisco Lindor had more flair and pissed people off, actually. It's too nice, too respectful.
I remember when his buddy Javi Baez was here.
Well, yeah, he made him do his dirty work.
Yeah, I just, like, let's just keep playing. Just be the athletic shortstop that you are and just keep playing great defense and we're fine.
Yeah. Well, and hit a little bit, too. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we'd like that, too.
We'd like you to hit a little bit.
Yeah, but that's where the flair comes from. Like, what do you want to see, a bat flip or something?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you want to see?
I'd love to see that. I'll just throw it into the crowd. I mean, I'm serious.
Why not just throw it right into the Philly dugout?
Yes!
Just slam it right in there.
Right. I mean, don't hit anybody with it, but just send a message.
Send a message. Yeah.
Little message bat.
You know how you send a message? You beat them. That's how you send a message.
And they did.
You sweep them.
And they did, which is awesome because obviously hating the Phillies and trying to bury them and put them in a really tough climb, like it's not going to happen again. They had their special run last year. It's not going to happen again. There's no way. The Phillies are not going to catch fire one more time and ride all the way to the World Series. They had their shot.
You know, again, don't do this.
What?
I mean, it's just...
They're not going to do it. All right. I don't think they're any good. I don't think the Mets are going to do it either. So is that okay?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'd rather have you say that about the Phillies than saying it about the Mets.
And what I don't know, I said this earlier, I'll say it again, because I saw a reaction to it. You know, a guy tweet me going, oh, so remember when you said Max Scherzer hasn't been good as a Met? Yeah. And I'll still stand by it, because these last three starts, four starts, are not going to change my mind.
So you're worried about what one guy said?
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying that, and this was something that Fliegelman was saying, and Al and Jerry were saying this morning, too, that, like, all the people that were negative about the Mets, like, how do you feel now? Now's not the time to crow. This is not it. This is, you haven't won yet.
Did you know what Scherzer said after the game yesterday?
Yeah.
He said this is one game.
Right. So it's like if you get on people for saying you were too premature with your opinion about being bad, but then followed up with a premature opinion of them being good, then what are you doing other than being a hypocrite?
You're doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Doing the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I see how you see that.
And you have, you know, it's Friday night against the Padres that is still, like you ever get something stuck in your tooth? Like after you eat... And you're like, don't have a toothpick stuck back there.
Yeah.
You're like, it's stuck. That's what that Max Scherzer Friday night performance is for me. It's like something that's stuck in my tooth and I can't get it out no matter what I do.
How about that Brave performance?
Yeah, that one too. It's back there somewhere. It's on the other side of my mouth.
All right.
Like a piece of shredded beef that's stuck between two teeth. And no matter what I do with a toothpick or Or a toothbrush.
If you have a short rib.
Yeah, like a short rib. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, short rib over mashed potatoes and some green beans.
Right.
And that short rib stuck in the back. And you know, like people are talking to you at dinner. You're like, you're trying to get it out.
You can't get it out.
Floss your purse.
Do you floss a lot?
Not a lot, no. I mean, I always feel guilty. The dentist guilts you into it. You know, after you go to the dentist, this is what, you know, so then afterwards, like, you got to floss, and then you floss, you know, I'll floss for, like, every day, like, after you leave the dentist, but then it just, I sort of slowly stop doing it, you know, every day.
Well, comes
every
other day. Toothbrush that kind of, like, you know, vibrates, and it's like a sonic.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one.
I feel like I don't have to floss because I have that.
Yeah, I've always been a manual toothbrush guy. I feel like I need to be doing it myself, you know?
Yeah.
Like really scrubbing.
Now, do you floss? You floss. You
every
like
night, once yeah. a day at night.
Yeah, definitely is a floss guy.
Yeah, I love a floss.
You love it.
Yeah.
Now, do you use the actual floss itself,
yes.
or do you use the new specialized toothpick?
No, I use the actual old school floss.
Wow, Eddie, floss guy.
I'm like you.
Yeah, exactly. Get shamed into it, and you feel like you got to do it, and then you're like, you know what? I've not flossed my entire life.
What does A-Rod say about it?
That is. That's true. He's like, you guys don't floss every day. You're going to be in early stage gum disease just like me, suffering. I go on national TV trying to tell you about gum disease and you just spit in my face. Fine, suffer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So, Dr. Don Solomon is the Rangers dentist.
All right. Hello, Dr. Don Solomon. Yeah. If this gets back to you, we love you.
Who I remember and who I met was Miller the Driller.
Miller the Driller?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny because when I was looking back into Miller the Driller, and I forget his first name, it was a tweet that Rod Gilbert put out back in 2013 that came up.
Okay.
Oddly enough, and he was talking about Miller the Driller, the dentist.
Okay, so there you go.
But Miller the Driller, the cavity filler.
Miller the Driller, the cavity filler. I like that. And but it's Dr. Don Solomon right now. And if, Jerry, yes. you're wondering why we are asking about this, a caller brought up a good point. If you're going to sign Shohei Ohtani for the record contract he's going to get, you better check out his gums. You better make sure that those gums.
Very important health.
Right. He does not have early stage gum disease. It could throw his entire career off track. So we wanted to see, like, the top gum doctor has to be the Rangers dentist, right?
You would think.
You would have to think
I
so.
I would think so.
Or the Islanders dentist or the Devil's dentist. You know, any of those guys that are, you know.
No, probably the Rangers dentist.
Those guys are in guys' mouths all the time.
Right. Now, you do think that the Rangers would probably pay their dentist more than the Islanders and the Devils, no?
Sometimes they don't pay those guys. They just let those guys do their thing so they can say that they are the official dentist of the sports teams.
Interesting. And get more clients that way or more patients that way.
Yeah, I'm sure HSS probably spends some money with the local teams to be the official hospital or orthopedic, you know, center of the local team or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And these orthopedic surgeons, these guys that we have seen and we know and have met that are the top doctors around here who operate on the best athletes like Dr. Stephen Nicholas, Dr. Martin O'Malley. You know, those guys get a lot of play and a lot of notoriety.
Sure they do.
These dentists do not. And if I were a dentist and I was like a team dentist, I'd be like, why do these guys get all the...
Well, maybe they're hockey fans and they want to be at the game.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm sure that the players, you know, when they work on a player, the player has insurance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're getting paid, you know.
Either way,
and they're working on a hockey player.
Yeah, that is true. I guess it is kind of a cool thing, you know, being a team dentist. I just thought you'd get paid by the Rangers. Like, hey, you know.
You get paid by the insurance, you know, that the player has.
But what if you're, like, in hot demand as, you know, what if the Islanders and Rangers are bidding for your services, mm-hmm. you know?
A dentist free agent.
Yeah. That's what I would be if I was the top dentist in New York. All right, let's give away some Yankee tickets. It's a Jersey Mike Yankees box office puts a pair of field-level tickets to the Yankees and the White Sox at Yankee Stadium on Thursday, June 8th. Right now, I'll be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's. The official sub sandwich shop, New York Yankees box office blitz, and the fan. All right, Jerry, sports.
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket.
Smith ready to go. The first pitch, Castellanos runs in a little pop-up shallow center. Here comes Nimmo. It'll hang up for him. He makes the catch. Put it in the box. The Mets take out the brooms and have swept the Philadelphia Phillies in a three-game series here at Citi Field.
Howie Rose.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Philly suck it.
WCBS 880 with the call. Mark Canha again with the big blow. A two-run homer in the fourth. Mark Vientos adds an RBI and a sac fly in the sixth. And Max Scherzer did the rest. Seven innings, two-run ball, nine strikeouts. Here with Scherzer. Great job by Canha.
Mark had a great swing today with the home run. And, you know, to see him starting to come alive and start hit fire, catch some fire here, you know, that's what we need. You know, you need...
I need to pitch well. I need that, too.
Here with Scherzer. We're relying on Mark Canha getting hot, and things are in the toilet. But, yeah.
It's all right.
Take it while you got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Canha should be saying that about Max Scherzer. Like, this is what we need. A guy with $43 million pitching like it.
And we always talk about throwing to the catchers. Well, one guy who was really.
Yeah, there he is, Mr. Wine and Cheese.
Bougie Mark Canha.
You know, he had moments last year, too. He had, like, he would go on these, you know, week-long runs.
I felt like such an idiot yesterday, too, because I bought what that caller sold it so well that I bought it that Mark Canha. During April, when it was cold out, wore a Patagonia vest under his jersey. Because he was like, I don't know if you guys caught that, but early on, it was like you could see the logo through his jersey. He was wearing a Patagonia vest. I was like, really? And then the guy sent me a message later. I told him, he's like, I was kidding about that. But
that's kind of funny.
You know, but it does make a little sense.
Right.
It does.
Because you know, the sense is that you're thinking he's bougie.
Yeah, right, exactly. And he would wear something like that, and he would have imported cheeses and wines and all of that. It's his thing. He's hitting dingers now, man.
Yeah, six RBIs last two games. Here's Scherzer enjoys pitching to Alvarez now.
He just has instincts. You know, you can never teach instincts. You either have it or you don't. He's kind of got that it factor to him. And so, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders, too, for being a young kid of wanting to learn. And, you know, we got a great clubhouse of the veterans here to learn from, and he's doing a great job of that.
The it factor.
I mean, that's one of the highest compliments a guy like Max Scherzer could give you.
That's some pretty good praise.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Here was Canha on Scherzer.
He's pitching like Max Scherzer. That's what he does. He comes out and gives us his best effort every time.
Oh.
And, yeah. You know, he's a bulldog
for the playoffs.
And that's just who.
That was on SNY.
Drew Smith got the final out for the save. You got Mets Blue Jays tonight. Justin Verlander takes on Chris Bassett on WCBS 880.
Chris Bassett Hound. He's back.
Yeah, he is. Things didn't end well for him, but he was a horse for them during the year. But I don't know. I wonder what he thinks about his time as a Met, because there was some weird stuff going on there, too. I remember he complained about the fan base late in the year. He had that whole weird COVID rant, too, that he was actually right about in the middle of the season. But
that was Bassett with that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he was really good for them until they all were bad. He was bad against the Braves. He was bad against the Padres. Terrible. That's Yankees, what you remember.
Yankees Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. Luis Severino, Clayton Kershaw. We'll have it on the fan at 9:30. Peyton Manning was on the Stephen A. cast last night during the NBA Finals Game 1. Manning, thoughts of Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
I like Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
Because?
He's excited. I like the fact that he knows the system. Hackett's the coordinator. Aaron's going to be able to speak the language. He's going to be able to know the system better than anybody in that huddle.
And he is on that Jets-Rodgers bandwagon, which is loading up right now.
I saw him recently at the Kentucky Derby. I can tell he feels rejuvenated. I like the Jets this year.
See that? Wow. There you go, Peyton. Aaron Rodgers was teaching Zach Wilson there. He's like, throw the ball to the player, not into the ground. So that's what he was. You could kind of see, you could read his lips.
He's working. That's part of it. Working with Zach.
That's funny. Yeah. Here was Tom Brady. These were the comments that made news yesterday in terms of all the rumors that I guess are out there again about him potentially playing for the Raiders with all the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff that's out there.
I'm certain I'm not playing again, so I've tried to make that clear, and I hate to continue to profess that because I've already told people that lots of times, but I'm looking forward to my broadcasting job at Fox next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I believed you the whole time, Tom, when you spoke to me sitting on those dunes and told me it was over. I believed you. Other people did not, like Boomer Esiason said, I don't know, maybe season the 49ers.
Season hasn't happened yet.
Maybe the Raiders. I believe Tom. I could tell. You could just look in that man's eyes. He was telling the truth this time. Been through a lot, that guy, the last year or so.
We'll see.
I leave the door open. You're leaving it, both of you?
I don't think he's playing again, but I wouldn't be stunned if he did.
I would be at this point.
I agree with Jerry 100%. Why would anybody be shocked if he did come back?
Well, because he said it 10,000 times, man.
I don't know. If Jimmy Garoppolo's put, by the way, they wrote the contract in Vegas or around that foot.
Yep.
You're not getting the money unless we know you can play.
They can void it, right? Writing the contract around that foot.
That's exactly right.
Here was Josh McDaniels. Any concern?
I have no anxiety. I'm not going to put a timeline or a day on anything, but like I said, I have no anxiety. I have very good information that, you know, would tell me that, you know, we're going to be fine. You know what I mean? So
weren't so fine last season, were they?
Well, maybe when they had a healthy Derek Carr.
That's right, too. So who knows? We'll see how the whole thing plays out. All right, in Denver, game one of the finals, and it goes to the Nuggets. I want you just to make sure you listen to the end of this, because this guy's great, and he gives you some good stuff at the end.
And Jamal Murray has it on the high right side. He gets it off over to Bruce Brown. Brown from the nail, jumper, bank no good. Oh, by Porter! And then the primal scream. Did you hear him? He went... Right after he dumped that thing home.
Man, the final call when they win this whole thing is going to be one to remember.
Epic.
Wow.
Yep. Very funny. That was Nuggets Radio with the call.
What's that guy's name again?
I think it's Jason Kosmicki.
Okay.
It was his name. I'm pretty sure. 104-93 was the final. Nikola Jokic, the triple-double with 27-10-14. Here's Michael Malone. He just continues to dazzle.
That's the beauty of Nikola. You know, I mean, I learned a long time ago the defense tells you what to do, and Nikola never forces it. And so if they're going to give him that kind of attention, he had 10 assists at halftime, I believe. Well, he's going to just pick you apart. And now it's up to the other guys to step in and make shots.
A lot of good passes from Jokic last night.
And the Serbian mob brothers that are at every game tackling people. Yes. It just adds to the whole allure of this thing.
You're right. Jamal Murray, 11 of 22, 26 points, 10 assists. Jimmy Butler was asked, why so few free throws? Miami just 2 of 2.
Probably because we shot a lot of jump shots, myself probably leading that pack instead of putting pressure on the rim.
And so you take the physicality out, the whistle doesn't blow, and you've got 13 of 39 from 3 as well. But Eric Spoelstra says, we're fine.
Our game is not built just on the three-point ball. You know, that we've proven that time and time again. We can win games, we can win series, regardless of how the three's going.
Well, they didn't win last night. Matter of fact, the game wasn't even as close as the final score would indicate. Game 2 will be Sunday night. Now, I think this was before the game. It could have been after. It's Charles Barkley on TNT. And clearly the idea here is he's referencing Skip Bayless.
Apparently, if you work with a damn idiot,
yeah,
they'll buy you out.
Okay.
So I just want y'all to know, I'm open to the bout.
So the Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless thing. Got to assume that that's what that is.
No, it has to be, yeah.
Exactly.
Was he saying that because he works with Shaq, he'll...
So Shaq was there. He said, actually, Kenny's the idiot.
Oh, okay.
Because he wasn't there. They had Grant Hill was with Shaq, Charles Barkley, and Grant Hill was there. And I don't know who the host was. But I didn't see Kenny Smith there, at least not in these videos that they were that were posted. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver on Ja Morant and how they handle things going forward.
We've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of the series to announce the results of that investigation.
So we're going to have to wait another week or so.
Maybe it is going to be a big,
might be
a big deal.
I think it's for half a season.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's my guess.
I think, anyway.
Yeah, no, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, Boomer's been saying 1 year. I think half a season, and the Players Association agreeing on that because he said that they've already spoken about this, which is interesting because that means that a decision has been made. If he's referencing talks that he's had with the Players Association, that means that they're in agreement with the suspension.
To just wait.
And also, whatever it is, because they would fight, they'd file grievances, they would do whatever if they thought it was unfair. So this could be big.
We'll see. Nick Nurse introduced in Philadelphia as the Sixers head coach. The question here, what do you sell James Harden on to try and keep him in Philly?
Winning is always the sell, right? Can we be good enough to win at all? That's got to be a goal of his.
Right.
And if it is, then he should stay here and play for us because I think there's a possibility of that.
Now, the real answer is strippers, alcohol, money, and days off. Those are
private jets
and private jets. Those are the answers. All right, Nick, get it right. Learn about your players.
Speaking of the future of players, here was Brad Stevens, the Celtics team president, on the future of Jaylen Brown.
Without a doubt, like, we want Jaylen to be here, and he's a big part of us, and we believe in him, and I'm thankful for him.
And also, they're keeping Joe Mazzulla around. He will stay on as the team's head coach next season, but three assistants reportedly.
So, without a doubt, is he getting a Supermax, $295 million?
He might. I saw it. What did I see?
It's ridiculous that these guys get
his
paid that.
His highest annual could be 55 or 54, I think.
He does not deserve that. He just does not. I'm sorry. He's a good player. He should not be in the $50 million range. That's Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously Nikola Jokic, those guys.
And Jaylen Brown.
No. I mean,
hell of a player.
$40 million?
Who's better, Jason Tatum or him?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Tatum's the closest thing
Max
to...
Max them both out. Let's go. Like the Warriors do.
It is true.
So have a $500 million payroll.
I guess you could. I mean, in theory, you could.
Teams have done it.
Why do you think the Warriors GM left?
Because of the mess he created financially? Like someone else cleaned it up?
Yes, he's cleaned it up right.
Well, and he knows that it's over now. That's the other thing. I mean, if he hung on to see if they could win this past year because they won the previous year, they didn't. Now he knows it's over, and see ya.
I think their number was $500 million.
Right.
It was crazy, $500 million.
But for a championship, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, and they got a new building out of it.
Yeah,
and everything
it's a
else.
Dynasty and one of the greatest players I've ever
but
seen.
But now they're going to have to dismantle it.
Yeah. But it's like when Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend turns 25. You know, so see you later. That's what Bob Myers just did.
Wow. On to Al Pacino then.
Yeah. She's 29. That's way too old for Leo.
And Patrick Kane out 4 to 6 months, the former Ranger with a hip resurfacing procedure. Hip surgery.
Yeah, hip surgery.
It's coming for him.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The LIV Golf thing sort of calmed down for a little bit after a bunch of people took the money, and then we saw the first couple of majors, and guys, LIV guys, ended up playing well at the Masters. Of course, Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka played very well, and then you had Brooks Koepka winning the PGA, and you know, we're seeing Dustin Johnson, we're seeing Bryson DeChambeau, we're seeing these guys now, and they're allowed to play in the majors, so it kind of died down a little bit. Until now, because it's going to pick back up with the selections of the Ryder Cup teams on both sides, by the way, because you had, if you watch Full Swing, you know, Ian Poulter and how big he was, how big of a Ryder Cup guy he has been and being the captain and everything else. And he's now a LIV guy and he took the money late in his career. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but more interesting to us is all these American LIV golfers and how that is going to shake out, especially if these guys continue to play as well as they did. I mean, Brooks Koepka is on fire right now.
Yeah, but he just so you understand how this whole point system works, you know, in order to gain points to get onto the Ryder Cup, you have to play on the PGA Tour. The reason he is second on the Ryder Cup team right now with about, you know, what is it, 8,900 points is because of the win at the PGA Championship. There will only be two other events that he's going to play in where he can get enough points or add to his point total, and that would be the U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club next week,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, the Open Championship over in England.
Right.
So I think there are like 12 or 14 PGA Tour stops on top of those two majors. These other guys, whether it be Max Homa, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Young, Jordan Spieth, you know, Justin Thomas, they're going to play in a lot of those events, yeah. and they're going to garner points in those events.
Right. Now, when...
But the point being is, most likely, I think it's most likely, unless Brooks plays great in those two majors, these other guys are going to pass him on the list of points. And then we all know how great a golfer he is. We all know that he looks good, and mm-hmm. if he plays well in those other deals, and is he going to be a captain selection? And I don't believe he will be. You know, that I don't think that Zach Johnson, and it's not just his pick. There are people behind him. There are PGA people behind him that are probably going to say, we're not taking any of these LIV guys. We're not picking any of them.
Now, is that because of the pressure that they have on them, or because they truly believe that what they did was wrong and they shouldn't be a part of this thing? Because on one hand, we have talked many times about how the LIV guys have opened the door for the players that did not leave and stayed with the PGA Tour to make more money because of this new elevated tour system.
LIV, damn it.
And if it wasn't for them leaving and taking the Saudi money, then the PGA still would be running this monopoly and not opening up the purses like they have now. So, and I'm sure players understand that. But is it because of the pressure now that they have from the PGA because they did join an agreement with the top players and say, hey, we're doing this for you and we hate LIV and it's a competing tour and we got to make sure that they go away? Is it because of that, or is it because like some of these guys and Zach Johnson is being, you know, thinking, wow, these guys are the devil because they went and took the Saudi money and we can't do that in our good conscience, put them on the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
Just remember the LIV tournament as well. There's less events and they play less holes in each of those tournaments.
Yeah.
So a PGA Tour event is 72 holes.
Mm-hmm.
A LIV event is 54 holes. So, you know, I don't know how you garner points. They don't garner points for those tournaments. The Ryder Cup doesn't recognize those because it is part of the PGA. And I still think that we're going to have a really unique situation where I think when you listen to what Zach Johnson was asked after the PGA Championship, he never said that, yes, he's on the team.
Sure, he said that if he's there and he gets the points, then he's earned his way and he's got an opportunity to do that. But
he can only earn points in two more events, though.
Sure, but the way he's playing, he might win both of them. You know him when he gets on a run. Or on top of it, he could hit top five finishes and put himself in a great spot. But this is what I'm trying to get at, though. It's like if you had Zach Johnson at a bar and a couple of drinks, and he said, why wouldn't Brooks Koepka be one of your captain's picks? Would he say, I can't, in good conscience, put a LIV guy on this? It's against what I feel. Or do you think that he would probably say, hell, I made this agreement with Rory and some other guys at the PGA, and I said that I'd be loyal to them, and they opened up their purses and elevated these events. And if I bring a LIV guy onto the Ryder Cup team, that basically now we're integrated too much.
Now, that's a whole nother set of circumstances, right? Because the guys that stayed on the PGA Tour
should get this as a benefit.
Should get this as a benefit, right?
Right.
So if Brooks Koepka doesn't get enough points to automatically make the team, which would be the top six in points,
mm-hmm.
then let's say he falls to like number eight or number nine. Normally, he would be picked by the captain. I don't believe that that's going to be the case because I do believe that there is an agreement amongst the PGA Tour players who stayed that you're going to take Brooks Koepka over me and I stayed here and I turned down. Let's say it's Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
Let's say it's, Colin Morikawa. All those guys were offered to go to live, and they all stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a really weird dynamic, and I'm hoping to have Mark Canizaro in next week. You know, he's the golf writer for the Post, and used to cover the Jets, and still, you know, does dabbles and all of that. And I was actually talking to him yesterday about this. It is really fascinating. And we won't know until we get to the end of the golf season as to whether or not this is going to be an issue.
And apparently he's a huge Al Dukes fan, you told me.
Yeah, he loves Al Dukes. He thinks Al Dukes is hilarious.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'd love to have him in.
And your response to that, was what?
I told him, I said, I'd like to have you in about a half an hour to talk about the U.S. Open and all this Live and PGA Tour stuff, and Al's going to hate that.
But suddenly Al's all on board.
Yeah, but now he sounds Al's great. On board because he thinks you're hilarious.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's all you have to do if you want to be a guest on this program. Just compliment Al in some way, and I'll let you right in.
Like, that's like, yeah, exactly.
That's all it takes.
But so, you go back to some of these younger players that were all offered contracts for Live, and they decided to stay in the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and like sort of a when's enough type of situation for these guys. And you know, I do appreciate the ones that stayed, but I would also hope that they appreciated the fact that there were some guys who ruined their entire reputations to be able to open the door for them to make more money.
I would say even as well as Phil Mickelson has played,
yeah.
You know, when we've seen him play in the majors, he was a money grab for him, and that's fine. And he has been trying to push the PGA Tour for years and years and years and years to make more money, and they have resisted the push from him. And this was, you know, at his age, it makes a lot of sense. They don't care. They just want money. They don't care about anything.
They're foreigners.
Right. Even the American golfers, yes.
Right.
But for guys like Brooks Koepka, who, when you watch that full swing doc, you can see that he's lost a little bit of his confidence, mm-hmm. and his swagger. And he was figuring maybe because of the knee injury and the other injuries that he was
better cash in now.
That I better cash in now because I don't know if I'll be able to play at the level that I was playing at. And then lo and behold, look, he can still play at that level.
Right, which is incredible.
Which means that he may have second thoughts about what he did.
I don't know, man. He got a lot of money. I mean, he got a lot. And if you look at him on that Live jet when they went out to London, it looked like he was having any second thoughts on that plane.
No, I would think that when you're on that plane with your buddies and you're making all that money and you're getting treated like that, the last thing you're thinking about is playing in the Travelers Championship or you know any other PGA Tour stop. Doesn't matter where it is.
Right, and I don't feel like these guys have disappeared. I mean, I do watch a lot of these tournaments now that I'm playing as much as I do. But They missed a bunch of them all the time.
So I haven't watched one, I think maybe one or two holes at a Live golf tournament. I think the one in Mexico, where it was sounded like it was a party. It sounded like it was a rave party.
Yeah, no, I know. And I haven't watched any of it. I haven't seen one single Live golf hole, nothing. Maybe some highlights where there was pouring water on somebody.
I don't care about it at all. I really don't.
Right. But what I do care about is those guys competing in the majors, because it's really interesting when they're at the top of the leaderboard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.